Chapter 18. Nancy Keeps Her Promise. Nancy was frightened. Fagin was a violent man and might hurt her, or Sykes, if he knew what she was doing. But she wanted to help Oliver. On Sunday night, when Nancy had to meet Rose, Sykes and Fagin were talking at Sykes's house. Nancy said she wanted to go for a walk, but Sykes locked the door and didn't allow her to go.
"I'm not well, and I want some air," said Nancy.
"So put your head out of the window," Sykes replied.
Sykes pushed her into a chair. By midnight, she stopped fighting. Fagin walked home lost in thought. He was very suspicious of Nancy's strange behaviour. She often went out alone, and she looked nervous. The next morning, Fagin told the Artful Dodger to follow Nancy the next time she went out. Fagin wanted him to see where Nancy was going and what she was doing. The following Sunday night at 11:45, Nancy left the house quietly. It was raining and very dark, and there were very few people in the streets. In the shadows, the Artful Dodger followed Nancy to the bridge. Rose and Mr. Brownlow were waiting for her.
"I don't know why," began Nancy, "but I am frightened tonight."
The lady and gentleman spoke kindly, and Nancy felt a little better.
"We must find monks to discover who Oliver is," explained Mr. Brownlow. "If we cannot find monks, then we need your help. We must tell the police about Fagin."
"No," cried Nancy. "He is a bad person, but I am bad too."
"However," said Mr. Brownlow, "if you help me to find monks, we do not need to go to the police."
"Do you promise monks will never discover how you found him?" asked Nancy.
"Never," replied Mr. Brownlow. "You have our promise."
In a low, low voice, Nancy gave them the name of the public house where monks went. She began to describe what monks looked like.
"High on his neck there is..."
"A big red mark, like a burn," interrupted Mr. Brownlow.
"Do you know him?" asked Nancy.
"I think I know him," he said.
"It must be him."
The Artful Dodger heard every word Nancy told Rose and Mr. Brownlow. When the meeting on the bridge finished, he ran to Fagin and told him everything.